This morning I'm going to talk about being consumed with God. It's 2 years ago, this coming Mother's Day, my husband's sister got word that her youngest son had been killed. And I can't think of a worse Mother's Day than that. But we went down to his memorial service. And during that service, the pastor said he'd been trying to just think of one word, just one word, that would define Tony. And that one word that he came up with was consumed. Tony was consumed with the love of God. And that has stuck with me so much since then. I remember on Facebook even, I don't think he ever posted anything that didn't have to do with God or the love of God. This morning, that's what we're going to talk about. Are you consumed with God? What an intriguing and life-changing question. Or is God just another contact in your Rolodex of life that you mean to catch up with and try to fit into your schedule? But with the busyness of life was just swept away. It is unfortunate to say, but most of us are more consumed with our grocery list than we are with God. God has pressed this question into the very fiber of my soul. And as I examined my life with an open and honest eye, I would have to say that I've fallen woefully short of being consumed with God. We're consumed with television shows. We're consumed with our music. We're consumed with our movies. We're consumed with our schedules, consumed with our careers, our education, our politics. We're even consumed with our families. We're consumed with our success, but not many of us are consumed with God. We're just too busy for our Creator and would rather spend time at the Dairy Queen with an ice cream cone or Taco Bell with the burrito. Just think of all the people we would offend if we were consumed with God. We would be labeled a wacko or a religious nut if we dared to be consumed with God. We have so evolved in culture, science, and behavior that we just don't need to be consumed with God anymore, or so we're told. Who needs God anymore as long as I have my iPod? Who needs God when I have the world at my fingertips from my computer in my cozy house? And who needs God when I have Netflix, iTunes, Droid X, and Xbox? Who needs God when I can TiVo? God has to be more than just on our mailing list. God has to be more than just on our wish list. God has to be a living, burning fire in the depths of our heart. God has to be more alive, more real, more present, and more close, and more looked to than any earthly thing. An electronic device may fascinate us for a moment, but it can never bring you peace, joy, love, or true satisfaction. It is a sad characteristic of this enlightened world that God is so dead in the hearts of people. We have a whole religious culture in society today, but God is most often a million miles away, as its heartbeat long ago quit being synchronized to the heartbeat of God. Unfortunately, there is no place where God can be deader than in the church. We rationalize that we go to church for 60 minutes a week and offer sporadic 30-second prayers to God throughout the week, and that is enough, as I just have too many other things to do. My schedule is packed. I'm overwhelmed with everything I have to do. You just don't understand. It is sad to say that there are 10,080 minutes in a week, and we think we're doing God a favor if we spend 60 minutes of the over 10,000 minutes a week for Him. Wow, are we spending one half of 1% of our time with God, and we wonder why spiritual anemia and lack of the rampant power of God are in our lives? We wonder why God is just not all that real to us, and why we are so lacking of the demonstration of the power of God in our lives. We wonder why our heart is dead to God. God must become more to us than a fleeting thought or a desperate prayer when we're in trouble. God must become our life. God must become our passion. God must become what we chase after with an unrelenting tenacity of heart and soul. I dare you to be consumed with God and see how God will move to transform your life into the realm of the miraculous, the amazing, and the extraordinary. Nothing compares to God. Absolutely nothing. Nothing is more satisfying than Jesus Christ. We have settled for second best. We have been consumed with the counterfeit, the second rate, the cheap thrill, and the moment of glory. We love to have our senses tickled with the latest fad. All the while, God is crying out like Isaiah in Isaiah 65. I've made myself available to those who haven't bothered to ask. I'm here, ready to be found by those who haven't bothered to look. I kept saying, I'm here. I'm right here, to a nation that ignored me. I reached out day after day to a people who turned their backs on me, people who make wrong turns, who insist on doing things their own way. How long can a nation ignore him? Isn't it about time that we seek God with our whole heart and find him? He has been and always will be right there with his arms stretched out towards us. He always invites us to come and to turn to him and experience life, joy, and peace in a new dimension far above the glitter of the world. What is holding us back? What is preventing us from being consumed with God? Do you know that God is consumed with you? Do you know that God thinks about you all the time? Do you know that God's love for you is immeasurable and unfathomable, and to such a degree that it transcends human understanding? Do you know that God longs for you to fall into his embrace and to cleave unto him with all your heart and strength? Do you know that God wants to be wanted by you? He wants to be loved, and he wants to be cherished. He wants to be adored. He wants to be treasured, and he wants to be worshiped. The psalmist said that God's thoughts towards us are so many and so wonderful that they cannot be numbered. God has always loved you, no matter what you've done. God has always been there, even in your darkest hour, even though you may not have even realized it. God will never give up on you, for he is a loving God and not just a fickle person. God will never quit chasing you, for his love for you burns deep and true. You're everything. Your reason for breathing, and let me bear my mighty arm for you and show you my goodness and glory. God has never forgotten you, not ever, not even for one second. Don't you want to know this God? Are you desperate for God, or does God only enter the picture when you're on your last rope with nowhere else to turn? Do you place God on a shelf only to take him off that shelf when you've tried everything else? Do we realize deep inside of every man and woman is the intense desire to know his Creator, because we are all made in the image of God? This hunger is never satisfied by things or people or addictions or success, but can only be quenched by an intimate relationship with God. Is your love for God all-consuming or as affectionate as a peck on the cheek? Have we allowed the routine of life to replace the adventure of knowing the only true God, whose love is boundless, whose mercy is everlasting, and whose grace is abundant? Are we too busy, too tired, or just too lazy to spend time with God daily? Do we run to do everything else first before we even consider time with God? Do you know God gave everything so you could be brought as an honored son or daughter into the family of God? Would you give all you have to him without reservation as act of devoted love? Let us cry out like Job. My ears have heard you, but now my eyes have seen you. Do you long to experience God on a deeper level? Do you long to enjoy God in all the richness of everything he is? Why not be consumed with God? You will never be disappointed from now throughout all eternity. He is calling you now to come to him and experience the healing, wholeness, and deliverance that is available in his Son, Jesus Christ. He crushed all captivity, sin, and bondage, and paid the ultimate price so we might live. Doesn't he deserve everything? Doesn't he merit all our passion, all of our love, all of our devotion? all of our worship, all of our priorities, and all of our heart, how we could advance the kingdom of God if we were consumed with God. Do you dare to take God at His word and be consumed with Him? Your life will never be the same, and the lives of all those around you. It is time to take the leap. We have nothing to lose. Let's be consumed with God from this moment forward. And that's my challenge to all of us this coming year, is to be consumed with God. And one last thing before closing is, as I was telling you about my nephew who my sister-in-law found out had been killed on Mother's Day, this poem was read at his memorial service, and I carry it with me in my Bible all the time, and it has so much meaning to me that I thought I would share it with you. He wrote this: "My heart pounds. There is a shaking. I do not understand the burning, dying of the evening sky. Or what is this yearning in the depth of the oceans, calling me to know things I do not want to see or touch? Is there a way? Is it beauty or is it pain to know God in a day? He grows from the earth's richness, and it all grows well, blessed, eager to do His will. Yet I cannot pierce the thickness of the trees this night. Is someone there? I do not see you. Is that fear I feel, or is it fright? Where are the smiling flowers? My sight is closing from faithful towers to blind foreboding. Where is your spirit, the gems of light that sparkle and dance like the firefly's delight? And as the dark ground starts to tremble and the Mayan's waters roar, I remember, O Lord, you once walked this path and looked into the eyes that wouldn't look back. And you know the way that I seek. You know this man of palsy and the words I cannot speak. Your lips of joy tasted the cry of death, my death. Yes, there, on the cross, I can hear you now, saying, look up, look up. Oh, it is a sweet sound, and one I shall never forget. And I want you to keep speaking to me, asking of me, calling for me, insisting that I let you into my day. Then you draw my eyes upward, past the shadows of strife, past the trees that point upward their whole long life. And suddenly I see them, stars so glorious, like beacons in space, each shining to me from its own special place. And you tell me a secret. I can barely hear it, but I feel it. Those stars, they are so far away, yet their light is shining with me now, shining in my eyes, my head. They are there, yet they are here. And then I know for once and all that you are right beside me. Even though you are there and I am here, the light of your life is mine to see, mine to be, and I will never be alone. Now I know the secret, not in the darkness, but in the light. Oh God, I will stare forever. You are mine and mine to keep. And you draw me with eyes looking up, out of the woods, out of the deep. The night has been baptized with bright, and the stars have stolen my sleep. Then a longing flies. It flies with such might that I cannot believe the day will win over the shadows, over the fright. I know in my heart you will lead the way. Oh, what a hope! Oh, what a joy! When all of the confusion and evil will cease, and suddenly nothing else matters, because on this quiet night I have peace.